All right, it's 9 minutes after 8, and boy, I'll tell you, we got a biker in here. He rides a Harley, Dan.
And he's going to give you a ride. Paul Tardif in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair. He is a local combat veteran. He also local combat veterans motorcycle association CT chapter. Paul, thank you for being on Brad and Dan, and thank you for your service for our country.
Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you very much.
Great to have you. And you got the Harley.
Oh, yeah, I got two Harleys. Next time we have a ride, you got to come out. You can hop on the back.
There you go,
Brad. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy.
Paul, talk a bit about Local Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association CT chapter.
Well, we try to, our first priority is helping veterans. So what we try to do is any money we raise goes right back out to veterans. Homeless veterans, we try to help them out. Last year we helped two veterans find place to live, and then we went to Walmart and spent, I believe it was $500 on linens and just anything they needed for their apartments. Yeah,
fabulous,
beautiful thing, you know. Just makes you feel good. Everything we do, everything we bring in, just goes right back out to veterans. It's a good cause. And then we're trying to reach out to the community and help other things.
Is this out in Chaplin that where you are?
No, we're out of most of our stuff is out of the VFW in Rocky Hill. That, you know, we have our meetings and everything. We're all over the place. You know, I'm myself out of Durham. Our commander's out in, like, Manchester. Our guys are all over the place.
You got a training facility, though.
No training facility. We don't have a certain place. We just come together when we have our meetings. So it's pretty laid back. It's, you know, it's not a motorcycle club. It's an association.
How many?
Well, we really can't talk about numbers. Uh-oh. You know, it's like, it's one of those things, we really don't talk about the numbers. But we have a few guys. It's a really good community, and it's, we all get together. It's family. It's one of those things with PTSD and associating with other people. And when we come together, it's, you forget about all those things. It's a struggle when you come back. The combat's the easy thing. It's when you come home, it's a longer fight. It's a lot harder, and I don't think people realize that the combat thing's the easiest part. When you come home is the hardest part.
The combat is, you know something?
And that's no piece of cake either.
No, nobody's ever said that on this program.
That's the easiest part.
And it is the easiest part.
Wow. If you took 100 soldiers and asked them if they would want to go back to combat, you would probably get 80 of them to say yeah, because
really?
It was easier. Because when you're in combat, you forget everything, you know, like your taxes and everything that we deal with when we're here.
Right.
And what you think about is your buddy to the right, your buddy to the left, the mission in front of you. Everything else is gone. So you have the stress of the mission, but your everyday life when you're back here is gone. So it's kind of an easier thing, I guess you would say. And when you come home, it's a little tougher. It's you think you would get more respect. I guess you feel like you should have a little more respect, I guess, and you know, goes a long way when you're with your brothers, and then you come home and it's a little different.
How much of a problem is it with our homeless veterans and veterans who are struggling?
It's horrible. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows the number 22 a day commit suicide.
Oh my God.
It's disgusting. If you add the numbers up per year, it's horrible. And it's something we have to fix. It's, you know, it's good we have organizations like around here, Veterans Base Camp, which we just did a ride for the 17th of September. We had 102 bikers come out and support the program, which we are trying to get up. And it's a program that helps veterans that have problems with the PTSD. We try to bring them in, and you talk to counselors and everything like that. Mutz Mendon Military, Shelly has a beautiful program where she'll match you up with a dog. She offers free training to get your service dog certified, which has been a wonderful thing. I myself have gotten two dogs from her, and we have maybe six guys in CVMA which have gotten dogs from her. And that program has been fantastic.
You know, Paul, what you're doing is just, it's just very emotional for me, and I know for Dan. But I can say this, that the South Park Inn, which we have been involved with, we have something all the time special. And what you say about the veterans, you're absolutely, my God, we couldn't believe it when we saw the number of homeless veterans that we take care of and take in.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. People don't know the numbers and the struggles that they go through. This year, gonna try to organize a clothing drive. And what I would like to do this year is take the clothes and go directly to places that they're homeless. You know, maybe have the assistance of the police and bring me, you know, to where they're living under bridges and hand them the clothes directly. Instead of bringing the clothes somewhere where people pick through the clothes before clothes even go out, yeah, which we know happens. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to do that and have people come together and help out. We have to fix the problem. Veterans shouldn't be homeless. Veterans shouldn't be struggling. We defend the country.
Are there not facilities out there for the homeless, for the veteran homeless, or do they not seek these facilities?
Well, I know South Park Inn. I can speak for the South Park Inn, yes.
But, I mean, do they not seek these facilities, or?
Well, veterans. Some of them don't want to go there.
Exactly, exactly. Veterans struggle. Yep. Veterans struggle with the PTSD, and reaching out to them is, it's a tough thing. Not everybody, you know, not everybody has the car. Not everybody has the access. We have the vet center. We have the VA, but getting in touch with everybody and reaching out, it's a tough thing. It's a struggle every day for the veterans to do that, and reaching out to them and finding them is the tough thing.
Brad, I know we have a traffic update, so we're gonna
coming up. We're gonna take that, then we'll be right back. And by the way, if any of you have anything that you'd like to ask, feel free. 1-888-574-2723. 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 21 minutes after 7, Paul Tardif, our special guest, Local Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association, Connecticut chapter. Boy, I want to tell you, they're out there on the road. They're helping veterans, and many are veterans themselves on top of those Harleys.
Now, you had a bit, and Paul is in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair. You had a big event, like you mentioned, a week ago yesterday. Talk about that and who it benefited.
The Veterans Base Camp in Chaplin, it's an organization that opened last year, and we're really trying to get it up and get funding for it. To keep one of those organizations running, you really have to get long-term funding, which is tough, especially with the state cuts going on and everything. So we're trying to get federal funding now, and it's just a long process. So to keep one of those places open is very hard. We had a bike ride, motorcycle run, which was our first annual. We had 102 bikes, which was amazing for the first ride. Mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody for coming out for that. It was fantastic. Thank you. We had Chrome and Steel, which is another motorcycle association that helped. They were the ones that planned out the route. We were the ones that did the registration. The guys, Chrome and Steel, if you're listening, thank you very much. And they do as much as we do. We were with them actually this Saturday. They invited us to their pig roast out in Sterling, which was fantastic to get together with them. And we were actually planning for this coming year on things we were going to do together. So it's like a brotherhood, you know, helping everybody out. So we're already planning for the next year on things we're going to do for veterans and things we're going to do for other organizations like, you know, James and Alicia with a cystic fibrosis. We want to do a run and we just got runs we want to do for the community and veterans.
You know, what is absolutely spectacular, and you don't get enough credit. You don't.
Mm.
And I'm glad I know Dan and myself. It's just something that we will do. There's no question about it. And what you guys do, I mean, I see on the roads. I mean, it's just a fabulous brotherhood. That's what it is, a brotherhood.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Where did you serve?
I served in 94 with 101st in Fort Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had about 11-year layoff, and I turned 40 and joined again with 102nd out of New Haven and became a medic. I was infantry first and then became a medic and went to Afghanistan with 102nd.
What was that like in Afghanistan?
It was an experience. It's it puts everything into light on what we have. People don't realize. I mean, dirt roads, hardly any power where we were, you know, running water. It was amazing. It was amazing. We have it good here. We have it very good.
What do you think about what's going on now with Take the Knee and the NFL, and even a baseball player did it the other day?
Horrible. Horrible. The flag was it's red, white, and blue, and red is, you know, a lot of blood was spilt for that flag. I just posted something on Facebook, and you know, you go back to the Civil War and World War II, and you look back at it and how it could have came out different. We could be under a different rule. It could have changed everything and how we live now. And I don't think people take that into consideration. We could be under a totally different society right now. And I think by taking a knee is horrible. And there's a platform for it. And I don't think the platform is the national anthem. If you want to do a platform, do it outside of the national anthem. Do it in your community. Serve your community in a different way. Go out to where you were born and where you grew up. Help your community as a football player, baseball player, basketball player. And do it that way. Don't kneel and disrespect soldiers and their families. I mean, families who lost soldiers in combat defending this country. It's just disgusting. And I wish they would stop it. I wish the owners would say something. I wish it should just stop.
Well, the Dallas owner did.
Let's see what happens tonight. Let's see what happens.
Him. He told
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Well, NASCAR certainly isn't making any bones about it. You better stand for the national anthem.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
Or you don't drive.
Get out of
there. Period.
Get out of there. You know, that's what they said. And they stood by it. Yesterday was, they proved it. They all stood.
Out of New Hampshire. Yeah.
Yeah. Out of New Hampshire, too.
Mm-hmm.
Out of New Hampshire. So, you know, I think it has to change. Not even coming out of the locker room. That was just disgusting. The Pittsburgh Steeler, though, Villanueva there.
Oh,
he was an ex-Ranger, which, you know, God bless him. You know, he showed heart in that right there. That's a hero right there.
In 24 hours, his uniform jersey sales have skyrocketed online.
His uniform Steeler?
Yep.
Pittsburgh Steeler jersey.
Well-deserved.
Yeah.
Going through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Well-deserved.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you someone like that would donate all those proceeds to a combat veteran organization or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like they said, Tillman. You know, what would Tillman do?
Right.
I mean, you think about World War II. How many professional athletes put their careers on hold?
That's right.
I believe Ted Williams was one of them.
Twice. World War II and the Korean War.
In the prime of his career.
That's right.
He put it on hold. Do you think that would happen now?
No.
Tillman, I believe, was the last one
who's
done. Well, no, I think there might have been one other athlete in the last few years, but would it happen now? At the time of the Second World War and the Korean War, there was a lot of athletes that had
done it.
And times have changed. I think social media has ruined a lot of things, unfortunately. It's made a lot of things better, but it has ruined a lot of things. And
nothing can ruin the flag, though.
Well,
they're trying.
People like you, people like myself, we respect the flag. We were, you know, I was brought up old school by my dad. You know, you hold doors open for ladies. You respect the flag. You respect your elders. You respect veterans. You know, that's the way we were brought up. It's different society.
Paul, we are honored that you came in this morning and for what you're doing, Local Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. Got about 30 seconds. Are you a 503C? Can people make a donation?
Yes. You guys could make a donation to us. Just contact us. He's got my email right here.
Okay.
So we'll give the address.
Give the address. Right. I also have something for you guys. I have coins for you.
Wow.
I got coins for each one of you. These are coins from our association.
We are honored.
In the military, coins are a very gifted thing. You get coins given to you, generals, sergeant majors, stuff like that. So,
Paul, thank you again.
Yep.
Thank you.
Wow. This is great.